For Questions Exemplary of the Devotional Attitude, by Krishna's Mercy.
Na rupam asyeha tathopalbhete. Nanto na chadir na cha sampratishtha. Ashvattham enam suvirudh mulam. Asangashastren dridhen chitva. Tata padan tat parimargitavyan. Yasmin gata na nivartanti bhuya. Tam ev chadyam purushan prapade. Yata pravrittiya prasrita purani. Quote, the real form of this tree cannot be perceived in this world. No one can understand where it ends, where it begins, or where its foundation is. But with determination one must cut down this tree with the weapon of detachment. So doing, one must seek that place from which, having once gone, one never returns, and there surrender to that Supreme Personality of Godhead from whom everything has begun and in whom everything is abiding since time immemorial. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 15.3-4.
Sri Krishna describes a banyan tree that has its roots going upwards, with the branches descending. The leaves on this tree represent different aspects of the Vedas. The tree is an appropriate comparison for material living because the root cause, the seed that started the growth, is material desire. The very elimination of that desire is what will dispel the illusion. The description may sound confusing since the source material is Bhagavad Gita. This is a small portion of a greater work known as Mahabharata. Mahabharata is often called the fifth Veda. The Vedas are knowledge, they are supposed to be transcendental in nature. The Vedas are like the original religious tradition of the universe. If the banyan tree is an illusion, like the reflection of an actual tree visible on the surface of water, why are the different departments of the Vedas found on the leaves? If the tree continues to extend downwards, to have a network vast to the extent of making it practically impossible to decipher the beginning or the end to the tree itself, why are the Vedas associated with the growth? The meaning is that even departments of the Vedas relate to material endeavors. The basis is individual desire, and since the end goal is always an illusion, there remains a viable object for attention. For as many desires as the individual has, there are ways Vedic knowledge can facilitate those desires. Krishna recommends utilizing the weapon of detachment. Cut down the tree altogether. Nothing will be lost in the process, since there is actually a place that is unmanifest. It is never created and it is never destroyed. It is the original source of everything, and there is an associated proprietor. A change in desire has to accompany detachment. There still must be work to do, a goal to target, an objective to fulfill. One way we can understand the necessary change in desire is to study the devotional attitude. This is bhakti, and since the purpose is to link the individual with transcendence, it is also yoga. 1. How can I serve?
I have been taking for far too long. I have been asking and asking. Sometimes, I have demanded. If I did not get my way, others were to blame. I criticized them for not paying enough attention. I berated them for their failure to live up to the standards I created. I am ready to turn the tables. I want to be involved in some sort of work that will further the purpose of transcendence. I think that will be the only way to remove my selfishness related to the temporary.
2. How can I be of assistance?
Whatever you need. Just think of something and I will see if I can help. Driving people to places. Sending out notifications. Documenting various proceedings. Distributing transcendental literature. I can try my hand in the kitchen, if necessary. I will not insist on a particular status or position.
3. How can I make the root of the desire tree of the material creation happy?
I have spent my whole life dealing with the various branches of the inverted banyan tree, but I am ready to go for the root. Beyond Lord Brahma, even, to the person who explains that illusory tree, which has its origin in the spiritual world. I want to make him happy. I do not mind if I fall short. If I fail to live up to the standards, if I am not capable of focusing properly, if I lack the steadiness necessary, I still want to continue. I will get up and try again. Over and over, anything to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
4. How can I assist His dedicated servants?
I am not such a good servant, but just see how amazing others are. They are so dedicated. They do not seek glory and attention. They love the Supreme Lord so much. I would like to help them as best as I can. I want to make their path towards liberation easier.
In closing, with questions to ask, ready for appropriate task. Not this time for me. Ready to cut down the tree. That inverted and gradually descending. With detachment the illusion ending. With worship system to connect. Others in their service to protect.